site, beginning of verse 31 through 37. You see, this was just an ordinary day for our Lord. By his incarnation, Jesus entered into the devil's domain here on earth. Consequently, through his ministry, he continued to encounter people who were bound with all sorts of afflictions. Some people couldn't see. Some people couldn't hear. Some couldn't speak, and some couldn't walk. With a heart filled with compassion, our Lord looked to heaven and sighed, not, mind you, in hopelessness, but he sighed with sorrow over the mess the devil had made of all of God's wonderful creation. Unlike Jesus, the devil, he sees human suffering in a cold and dispassionate manner, and the devil rejoices over the havoc he's created and inflicted here in God's creation. Where suffering abounds, he gains a brief and shallow quenching of his otherwise insatiable thirst, for it's been said, the devil thirsts for the tears of the righteous. So it was just such an ordinary day when Jesus arrived in the region of the Decapolis. This is an area of 10 cities gathered around the Sea of Galilee. Some people brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. You know, if you think about it, what joy the devil must have had from this man's suffering. He must have derived a great deal of joy here. He couldn't hear anything, and the man couldn't speak at all. And if they could say anything, it must have been with great difficulty. All what Scripture says is the man had a speech impediment. His condition left him unable to hear the word of God and to sing God's praises in response to hearing the word. The man was locked up, if you will, in a world of silence, and the key to his freedom had seemingly been thrown away, leaving this poor man without the hope of a new day, a day in which he might sing God's praises. Jesus didn't enter the devil's domain, though, to simply intrude as some sort of pesky thorn in the devil's side. Rather, he did so to conquer the devil, to leave him impishly weak, craving, as it were, those tears that would no longer satisfy his morbid thirst. Consequently, while the devil looked on in horror, Jesus took away this man's speech impediment, and he opened up this man's ears. Ephatha, he says, be open. And the man could speak and he could hear. Hopefully you see here in this miracle a parallel to many other miracles that our Lord did throughout Scripture. Many other places where God spoke and the deed was done. For instance, by his word, God created the heavens and the earth. And he saw all that he had made and it was good. By his word, he calmed the sea. By his word, he cast out demons. And by his word, he opened the ears and the mouth of this man who was locked up in a world of silence. When Jesus spoke and the miracle was done, we are told these people that were gathered there were astonished beyond measure, saying, he has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. Now, there's another parallel here that we dare not miss, okay? This one is between the man's inability to hear and speak and the condition that afflicts each and every one of us, especially when it comes to God's word. Jesus often addressed that condition with the phrase, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus used that phrase particularly when he taught parables. not there. The problem lies right here in our heart. As scriptures say, for this people's heart has grown dull, and with their eyes they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. In a way, you could say that each and every one of us is born with heart disease. A disease that causes us to close our ears to the Word of God. But there is good news. There's wonderful news. Just as Jesus shook up the devil's kingdom in his earthly ministry, opening the ears and the tongues of this one man to hear and sing the praise of God, Jesus does the same thing with us today. His word of grace and forgiveness is proclaimed along with the admonition, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." You see, we recognize our inability to hear, even as we recognize our unwillingness to listen. And yes, we recognize our warped desire to critique and to question God. We do that all the time. I hear many folks question the Word of God, especially the commandments. It's not really an ear problem that afflicts us. It's a heart problem. But that room wherein you were locked away from the will and the ways of God, that room's been opened. Your heart was enlightened with a gift of faith. Faith in the crucified and risen Jesus Christ. God's word, which accomplishes the very thing of which it speaks, has had its way with our hearts. You saw the light of day for the first time, and you heard the sounds of redemption as they came from the lips of the crucified and risen Lord when he said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest," he says. He says, "I have bought you with a price. You are mine." God makes the unwilling willing. He turned your heart of stone into a heart of flesh. He awakened you to your sin, and he directed your thirsting soul to the river of life. You begin to speak of things you never desired before. Think about it. Think about it when you sing those words, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me." With ears that now hear, your heart and lips cannot but sing praise to God. God who bought you with a price. God who loved you even unto death, even death on the cross. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. That ought to sound familiar. We only sing them when we have matins, but as a child of God, you sing those words, recognizing that you are completely unable to sing praise to God, to worship him or to follow him or to love him apart from his opening up your lips. You see, what went along with deafness, your inability to hear, is dumbness, your inability to sing the praise of the Almighty. The Ephphatha, Jesus says, be opened. Praise all you people, the name so holy of him who does such wondrous things, all that has been, to praise him solely, with happy heart, in amen sings. Children of God, with angel hosts, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Alleluia. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen. We gather our